This is a Just Verdicts Trial Nugget, produced and powered by LawPods.
Welcome back to another Trial Nuggets episode of Just Verdicts. Today, we're diving into two powerful yet underutilized concepts in trial strategy, the focusing illusion and the framing effect. As trial lawyer and author Mark Mandel puts it, just verdicts result when everything presented at trial is framed and sequenced to focus juror attention on the points you most want to make. Your case is about what you focus it on. Focus the jury's attention on what actually matters. So I'm going to try to break down my take on how you can apply these principles to your next trial. So let's start with a little bit of science. So the focusing illusion is a cognitive bias where people place disproportional importance on one factor when making decisions. When something captures our attention, we tend to overweight its significance. A classic demonstration of this comes from Daniel Kahneman's research on climate and happiness. So when researchers asked people from the Midwest of the U.S. and California to rate their own life satisfaction, they found no significant difference between the two groups. But where it gets interesting is when they asked Midwesterners to predict how satisfied Californians would be with their lives. They consistently overestimated California's advantage. The Midwesterners were focusing intensely on California's better weather, and assuming that that single variable would make Californians much happier overall. But the reality was that Californians reported being slightly more satisfied with their climate, but it was such a small advantage, it was completely offset by their greater dissatisfaction with other aspects of life, like housing costs and commute times. So the focusing illusion led people to assume that one salient factor, good weather alone, would dominate everything else. Same lives, different focus, dramatically different predictions. So then on to the framing effect, and it kind of works hand in hand. So the framing effect is how the presentation of information influences decision-making. The same facts can lead to completely different outcomes based on how they're framed. A simple example is the experiment where patients' decisions to have a surgery changed drastically, depending on whether they were told there was a 10% complication rate versus a 90% success rate. As you would probably guess, there was a much higher rate of going forward with the surgery to the group of patients that were told there was a 90% success rate. Same facts with different frames equals different decisions. So here's why this matters in the courtroom. Jurors don't process every piece of evidence equally. They focus on what stands out, what's repeated, and what's presented as most important. If you're not deliberately controlling that focus, you're leaving your case to chance. A reality of trial is that jurors will focus on something. The question is whether it's what you want them to focus on or what opposing counsel wants them to focus on. So how do we build our focusing strategy? Before you even write your opening statement, take some time to identify your focus points. Ask yourself, what are the 2 to 3 key facts that, if the jury remembers nothing else, would lead them to rule in your favor? Not 10 facts, not 5 issues, 2 or 3 maximum. This is your focusing strategy. So let me give you a medical malpractice example from a case that me, Greg, and Garrett recently tried and talked about on the podcast a few episodes ago. So it was a delay in treating critical limb ischemia case. There were 4 separate phone calls made to the defendant's surgeon by the ER. He went to the hospital after the 4th call. There were also multiple different diagnostic studies, a whole bunch of different things happening at the hospital and at the clinic that he was at. And finally, there was an entire different saga that happened later once the surgeon got to the hospital regarding whether there was or wasn't an available OR. So lots of facts to get lost in. Now, rather than throwing it all against the wall and hoping for the best and letting the jury sort it out, we homed in on that 3rd call. That was the critical moment where the surgeon had all the information he needed. That was the moment where the really egregious delay that mattered most happened, and that is what we zeroed in on. So the message became, 1st call, fine. 2nd call, okay. But when he got that 3rd call, that was the moment that mattered, but he didn't do his job. Everything else becomes supporting detail. Every witness, every exhibit, every question should reinforce your focus, or as Mandel puts it, you can look for your echoes of your main focusing point. Everything else, you should think about eliminating. Now let's talk about how to frame your focused message. You have several powerful tools available to you. Number 1, language choice. We've all heard Keith Mitnick and his genius ability to focus on the words and the choice of language that you use. Instead of the doctor made an error in judgment, try the doctor ignored clear warning signs that demanded immediate action, or the doctor chose. Number two, sequencing. Present your strongest focused point first in opening, reinforce it throughout testimony, and close with it. What you start and end with gets remembered, but always lead with your key best evidence. Number three, visual framing. Your demonstrative should visually reinforce your focusing point. If your case is about three critical office visits, then your timeline exhibit should make those three office visits the visual centerpiece. And last, repetition, but with variation. Repeat your focused message, but say it differently each time. Ignore the warning signs. Dismissed clear symptoms, chose to minimize red flags. So let's briefly walk through how this can work in practice. In your opening statement, lead with your focused message. This case is about a surgeon who waited too long to treat a time-sensitive medical condition that led to a patient losing their leg. That was the first thing that we said in our trial in March. Witness examinations. Every witness answers questions that reinforce the theme. The plaintiff testifies about repeatedly telling doctors about whatever the big issue was. The medical experts explain why these symptoms demanded immediate action. And the main point here is explaining to all of your witnesses, expert, lay witnesses, everybody, what the focus of the case is so everybody's on the same page and knows what to focus their testimony on. Cross-examination. And I'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment, but challenge the defense focus. If they're trying to focus on your patient's conditions or patient history or something that's not on your point, redirect to your theme. Something like, but despite all that, she was still telling you about severe abdominal pain, right? And then in closing, circle back to your focus with the full story. Lead with your best point. Consider leading with, remember what I told you in opening, and hit your main focusing point again. So remember, the defense is trying to focus the jury's attention too. They want jurors thinking about patient compliance or noncompliance, pre-existing conditions, standard of care variations, personal responsibility. Your job is to acknowledge their points without letting them become the focus. Use bridging language. While it's true the patient had diabetes or some other condition that they want to try to get the jury focused on, that doesn't explain why Dr. Smith ignored repeated complaints about severe abdominal pain or whatever, bringing it back to your central focusing point. Mandel gave a great interview on Trial Lawyer Nation's podcast a few years ago, and he explained that you don't have to annihilate every defense argument. You just need to put a dent in it. Be careful, in fact, not to focus too much on the defense arguments. Sometimes you can go overboard trying to annihilate them and you start to make your case their case. Concisely undermine the defense arguments or show how they are irrelevant and then get right back to focusing on your best evidence. So here's four traps now that I think about it that I see lawyers fall into. Mistake number one, too many focus points. If everything's important, nothing is important. Stick to your 2 to 3 key points. Mistake number two, burying the lead or burying the focus. Don't save your best point for last. Lead with it, repeat it, close with it. Mistake number three, ignoring the defense focus. While you don't want to go overboard and spend all your time, you do have to deal with the defense arguments and you've got to counter their framing and their focusing attempts, not just present your own. And mistake number four, inconsistent framing. Your opening, your witness, and your closing should all frame the same focus message the same way as best you can. Now, a simple way to figure out the focus of your case is taking as much time as necessary to determine how to finish this prompt. This case is about blank. A great way to figure this out is through focus groups. But putting focus groups aside, you can talk to your friends, tell your legal colleagues, family members about your case and ask them, what's this case about? How would you sum this case up about what went wrong in one sentence? Think about trying to make everything in your trial support that sentence once you figure out exactly what it is. If it doesn't support it, ask yourself, does this help the jury understand my focus point or is it just clutter? Is it just waste that should be cut out? Be ruthless with your editing. Jurors' attention is limited. Every minute you spend on unfocused material is a minute you're not reinforcing what actually wins your case. Mark Mandel, I think, is absolutely right. Just verdicts result when everything is framed and sequenced to focus juror attention on what matters most. Your case is about what you focus it on. It's about what you make it about. And that's it. It's that simple. It sounds simple, but it can be tough to do. But if you focus on that point, you're going to get better outcomes at trial. So that wraps up this episode of Trial Nuggets on focusing and framing. If you found this valuable, please like and share. And until next time, I'm your host, Brendan Lupitan. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoy the show, please subscribe to the Just Verdicts podcast on your favorite platform and consider leaving a review. And if you're interested in co-counseling, local counseling, or referring a catastrophic injury case, we'd love to work with you. Call us at 412-281-4100 or visit our attorney referral page at pamedmal.com/refer. Thanks for listening.